USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Facing massive public pressure, Uvalde's top school official has recommended the firing of Chief Pete Arredondo, the school district police chief who was blamed for the botched law enforcement response to the elementary school shooting. President Biden has tested positive for COVID, but the White House is reporting the president has mild symptoms. Philadelphia's High Court has ruled in favor of a former Philadelphia police officer, Ryan Pownall, charged in the 2017 killing of a fleeing motorist. A state Supreme Court justice also admonished Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner for his handling of the grand jury indictment. They say he was rewriting the law. In a 4-2 decision, the court ruled that the former police officer can use the justifiable shooting defense of a fleeing suspect in his third-degree murder trial. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Gary W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
L.A. County made amends for a century-old racial injustice on Wednesday. The deed to a Los Angeles suburb, Manhattan Beach, beachfront property, taken from a black American couple that ran a resort there back in 1924. It was ceremoniously returned to their heirs. In 1924, Manhattan Beach officials claimed eminent domain to build a park and forced out Charles and Willa Bruce. Is air travel bothering you? It is bothering a lot more people in America these days.
Air travel complaints are triple what they were before the COVID pandemic. The Department of Transportation recorded over 2,400 complaints in May compared to just over 800 in May of 2019. Those complaints include cases of mishandled wheelchairs and bags, as well as flight cancellations and delays. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Multiple Border Patrol agents are pushing back against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas and his outrageous claim that the southern border is secure.
The border is secure. We are working to make the border more secure. That has been a historic challenge.
Several agents on the U.S.-Mexico border say, quote, they are liars and anyone who believes them are fools, end quote. Agents say they are struggling to cope with the overwhelming numbers facing them. European Central Bank President Christine Lagarde faces big-time challenges this week as she takes Europe's currency union through a hostile landscape.
We intend to raise the key ECB interest rates by 25 basis points at our July monetary policy meeting. Looking further ahead, we expect to raise the key ECB interest rates again in September. The calibration of this rate increase will depend on the updated medium-term inflation outlook. If the medium-term inflation outlook persists or deteriorates, a larger increment will be appropriate at our September meeting.
This will be the ECB's first interest rate hike in more than a decade to combat Eurozone inflation that's nearing 9%. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.